Hi, it's Leah or Hufflepuffskeen again. I wanted to respond to Kat's question about Moody Crouch, or really Barty Crouch Jr. himself, and whether he's enjoying himself during this year at Hogwarts. It's a really great question, and I would totally agree with everyone during the discussion. He's enjoying himself, but I wanted to add, he's enjoying himself because he's carrying out the task that his most beloved master has commissioned of him, and he's doing it really, really well. He's been really successful. There could have been many mistakes, and he could have been found out from the very start, but it's all gone pretty well to this point. And I think he's most pleased and sort of got that cheerfulness because he's able to serve his master in such an effective way and, carry out the mission thus far. And then he gets the bonus of the Marauder's Map, and he's a little giddy at the end of that chapter. You guys also mentioned the complexity of Barty Crouch, and I wanted to sort of talk about a little character sketch that was running through my head as I was listening. So, just to touch on some things, this guy reveres the most evil dark wizard ever. He tortured really good people in the hopes of finding others and killing them. He spent years in the most horrible prison, was disowned by his father, and actually imprisoned because of his father's sentence, was then broken out and still imprisoned or imperious by his father. Despite his daddy issues, his mother really did love him and died in his place in Azkaban, sacrificed herself for him. So unlike Voldemort, he has known love, and I believe he even admits affection for Winky. In any event, I think it's safe to say that he received affection from Winky as she watched him during his house arrest, and so experienced love and affection in those ways. Despite the second chance that he gets after escaping from Azkaban, this guy then again sides with Voldemort, and he never reverts to any goodness, and develops another plan to capture, torture, and steal the identity of a well-known wizard, a plan to bring about the murder of a 14-year-old, and then eventually murders his own father and disposes of his body with complete disdain and reverence. And then his meddling in the tournament does result in the murder of Cedric. So if you go even further in his capacity as a Death Eater, he hates his comrades that didn't suffer after his master's downfall. So he identifies with their views on wizarding society and the dominance of blood status, but he doesn't count himself among them. They're the cowards that didn't endure any hardship. He defines himself as other and unique and superior, much like Voldemort. And we know that this guy is truly intelligent, at least academically, with success in school exams, and he's brilliant as a con man, as we see in these chapters, and in previous times in his life. Yet he deludes himself into thinking that Voldemort actually cares for him. And we know that Voldemort never would or could really care for anyone in that way. I'm sure I'm missing things, but it's safe to say that this guy is really, really messed up and complex indeed. But what gets to me is that he obviously experienced affection and love in his life, unlike Voldemort, who never really did. Yet Crouch Jr. also developed into an incredibly evil individual. As we learn from Dumbledore, choices define us, and Barty Jr.'s choices were made in defiance of the very thing that eventually saves the wizarding world through Harry, that is love, and he was able to actually experience it. In this way, Crouch Jr., like Voldemort, is another antithesis to our hero, Harry, but shows that evil choices can be made from any corner, and not just those who never experienced love or saw it in their lifetime. So just my thoughts, and thanks.